Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Ready, aim, fire!
For drivers passing by the First Baptist Church in Heathsville, the men in continental uniform firing muskets in a salute must have spurred a double take. But for the descendants of black patriots of the Revolutionary War, it was a solemn moment. Finally, their contribution to America's independence was being recognized. Many church members are ancestors of black patriots, so this was also a chance to connect.
Yes, let's do it.
If you go around the table, everybody's related.
Probably so.
A lot of the people that I met today, I discovered I'm connected to.
Thomas Duckenfield drove with his family from Washington, D.C. to give the keynote speech for the Historical Society event, honoring black patriots. Several of his ancestors were patriots, including relatives who were freed by Robert Carter III as part of a manumission of 500 slaves in 1792. But finding records is difficult. Many have been destroyed, and surprisingly, those that do exist often don't refer to a person's color. In addition, slavery separated families.
Just a few miles of separation, you can lose track, you know, with the diaspora of family members.
Duckenfield has searched the registers of free blacks, tax records, and he's looked through plantation records and wills and runaway slave advertisements.
So I've used all of those to piece together the story of my ancestry.
And he's enlisted the help of relatives of European descent.
You have some trepidation when you approach, say, some of your white cousins, will they accept me or not? I've found they've all been welcoming because we help each other learn about our common ancestry. So that's been great.
For most black patriots, freedom was a bargaining chip used by the British and the colonists to get slaves and indentured servants to serve in the war. The Society has uncovered the names of 50 black patriots from the Northern Neck, which were read aloud during the ceremony. Kathy Shooter is executive director of the Historical Society.
We have discovered names of soldiers and seamen who did take the place of their master and served during the war. Some of them did gain their freedom from their service. Some of them did not, unfortunately.
Black patriots from the Northern Neck were highly skilled on the waterways of the Chesapeake Bay. Charles Belfield is vice president of the Historical Society.
Joseph Ranger was one of the most noted ones. His ship was captured, and he was declared as one of the most daring, bravest men in the Virginia Navy during that time during the American Revolution.
Historically, the contribution of black Americans to the Revolutionary War was never taught. First Baptist Church pastor John Fontaine is an African American who grew up in Mayo, Virginia, on a sharecropper's farm.
I came through high school in the 60s and 70s, and there wasn't an emphasis on African American history.
He said it's critical African Americans know their history.
And we are subject to be denied of certain rights in our current day environment if we don't understand our past performance, if we don't understand history.
The Historical Society will continue its search to discover more about black patriots in the region. From Heathsville, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.